Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports coverage of high school football brought to you by Larkey Insurance, proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance. Todd and Craig Larkey, your winning combination for all of Shelby County. There's been a lot to talk about in the opening period of play. 14-10, Triton Central leads Milan.
Yeah, good drive there by Milan. Did what we thought they needed to do, kind of regroup, got some first downs, got deep into Tiger territory, and then a nice defensive stand by Triton, forcing that field goal. Milan connects on it, and we've got a 14-10 game here. Fast start. Might start to settle down here.
Keaton Commode, Bo Bornstein back, set to receive for Triton Central. And a ground ball this time by Milan, going to be taken by an up man at the 25-yard line, and a return to the 30, the 35, and into a scrum, and they now blow the play dead at about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Hayden Kermode picked it up there at the 20. Milan not wanting to give Bornstein or Kermode deep an opportunity again.
And we get a look at the Triton Central offense, something we really haven't done this entire period. One play, a fumble, the offense onto the field again for the second time, but they've had just one play from the line of scrimmage. Keaton Kermode, the deep back. Eboff, the quarterback, will take a look at his left wrist for a play. Now we go down under center. Play call and pitch to Kermode, running him off to the right side, and gets it out toward the right sideline looking for some room. And brought down in about the 40. They may give him the 41-yard line across the distance of the field. They do give him the 41.
Gavin Hoog on the tackle for Milan, number 34, freshman.
Gain of 6, second out and 4 for Triton. 14-10, Tigers lead. The winner will play either Union County or Knightstown next week. If it's Triton Central and Knightstown wins, the Tigers would be at home next week. A sweep with a receiver coming off the right end, and that developed a little bit slowly on the pitch out to the left side, and Keaton Kermode coming off that right side caught it. There was hesitation, and then he's caught back behind the 40 to the 39. Loss of a couple. Third down, 7 now for Triton Central from its own 39-yard line. Receiver here to the near side is Krause. Short side of the field to the left. Another receiver joins him in the slot, and a receiver at the top of the offense on the right. Heboff, long snap count, now gets the snap, turns and hands it off, and it's a bulldoze run to the right side that results in nothing, but hold on, a late flag thrown from the far sideline. Wonder if we're looking at a late face mask call or something of that nature.
Orrin Schmidt on the tackle, number 33. Yep. Tough call, tough break for Milan on a third down hold, but that'll give Triton a first down. Well,
oh, it's a five-yard variety, just shy of the chains. But it does retain the down. The Tigers will now work on a third and about 2. Fullback and tailback, they're in the eye for Triton Central on 3rd and 2 from the 44. Receiver steps in motion left to right. Eball straight, drop back. He's got a man downfield, 2 of them, and he overthrows. Incomplete. Diving attempt by Krause to come up with it. I thought maybe Horning was the intended receiver at first. Krause crossed in front of him, dove, got a hand on it, but couldn't pull it in. So now 4th down. And Triton Central will punt this ball away as Kleeman comes out on the field. Tiger punter standing at his 30 awaiting the snap. Adam Norman, number 2, a 6'1 sophomore, back to receive a punt, but it won't get that far. That ball was shaved on a block that slowed it down, gave it a weird spin. It still ends up with Triton Central progress on a non-return kick down around the 30-yard line. Yep. So it works out better for Triton Central than it looked like it might there for a moment.
Yeah, Milan player able to run straight through the Tigers line and get a bit of that ball, but really doesn't play a factor in the kick. It still takes the Tigers bounce, and Milan will have decent field position to start, but not as good as they might have.
Minute 21 left in this first period. Tigers holding a 14-10 lead. Milan has the football, first and 10. Operating from the 27. Look at a throw, Carpenter to the right. Nothing there. Comes back to the left and throws a ball that ends up sailing out of bounds on the Tiger sideline.
Good coverage by Triton's defensive backs there. Man-to-man coverage across the field, and Carpenter really nowhere to go with it. Tried to get it up top to Schmidt on the left sideline, and instead just throws it out of bounds.
Tiger football on Giant FM being brought to you by Rush Shelby Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. By Clark Orthodontics. Great orthodontics and terrific smiles at Clark Orthodontics in Shelbyville. Off the left hash, Milan, second down and 10. Carpenter from shotgun, steps a man in motion. It's Stalen, the fullback, sliding along behind the line. The give to Tyler Smith, and Triton Central has Smith stacked up in a hurry. No room in the middle of that fray. Maybe a yard on forward progress. Third and long coming up.
Yeah, Riggins in on that tackle, among others, for Triton. Third and long.
Now do you send five guys out to guard Oren Schmidt as he runs downfield?
Yeah, I would look for Schmidt to come across the field and try to get open in the middle. That's where they've had the most success finding him.
Norman, number two, a wide receiver far to the left side. Another receiver sets into the slot, and now Stalen rolls out there as a receiver. They'll throw in the backfield. Receiver fakes to throw, brings the ball down as he had pressure right in his face, and ends up with a big loss on the completion.
Yeah, nobody was fooling Krause on that one. He was right on top of that screen pass that was going to then be another pass downfield, and Triton Central sniffed it out from the beginning, and Krause with a nice tackle.
Loss of about 11 on that play, and now the punting unit for Milan's going to be back around the shadow of its own end zone to punt this one away.
The shadow of the tilted goalpost.
It is a bit tilted.
Yes, it is.
On that side, as we come to the end of the first quarter, we'll try to describe it a bit more when we come back. We're at the end of 12 minutes of play. Triton Central 14, Milan 10. You're listening to high school football on Giant FM Sports.
Koenig Equipment, 1929 East Main Street, Greenfield, your local John Deere dealer. But Koenig offers more than just John Deere. Koenig Equipment is also your local Steel and Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment dealer. Steel is known for their chainsaws, but Steel also offers a great selection of trimmers, blowers, and lawnmowers. Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment offers a wide variety of farm equipment. When it comes to agriculture, Koenig Equipment has the solution for you. Visit Koenig Equipment or call 317-462-5585.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Milan Indians punting to open the second quarter. High short kick that bounces at the Milan 44, and Schmidt is there to take it on the first hop and will down it at the 44-yard line. So terrific field position for Triton Central. Offense on the field, opening the second period with a 14-10 lead. Update from our sister station, 106.3 FM. Difficult start to a difficult season. Well, it's going to be a difficult end to the season for the Shelbyville Golden Bears. They're trailing Mount Vernon 21-0 in the opening, well, not even quite 3 minutes of the first period at Fortville tonight. Here, 24 points on the board, and most of it in kind of unconventional fashion. Tigers the lead in the ball, working in Milan territory. Heboff back out from under center. They'll roll him right, looking to throw on the run, and a little bit behind Horning, who had adjusted for the ball and might have pulled it in if Tyler Smith hadn't hit him at exactly the same time. It goes incomplete.
Yeah, nice job by Smith to be there right on top of Hornig. Hornig had the opportunity to maybe catch that ball on a second effort, but Smith right on top of the play.
Second down, 10 for Triton Central.
And both of these teams have jersey numbers that are very different. Eights look like two, twos look like eight. It's
jerseys are crunched up into the pads. It's a tough number game here tonight. Heave off a pitch, and Triton Central looking to get outside with Kermode. He gets to the 40, and then finally angled out of bounds at about the 41-yard line. Good pickup on second down. Makes it third and manageable.
Yeah.
Let's see what they give him. They'll give him the 42-yard line. We'll call it a gain of six.
Trayton Robbins, number seven. The only thing in front of or in between Kermode and a first down.
Third down and four for the Tigers. Triton fumbled the opening kickoff, recovered it, only to fumble the first play from scrimmage, which Milan returned for a score, and since then it's been a fun affair to watch. Tigers trying to get some control of it here. Heave off the throw. He's got a man complete and tripped up at the 30, out of bounds at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Smith with a tackle there. Nice catch.
Krause on the catch and on the year. Krause coming into play with four receptions, just over 100 yards. That's number five right there, down to the 29. Krause has been a pretty good name for Triton Central football over the years. First down and 10, Tigers from the 29. Receiver steps in motion, coming out to the right side. A handoff behind him to the fullback, and carrying people is going to be a big run there for Triton Central. Carrying it down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
Schmidt, among others, in on that tackle for Milan.
Hayden Kermode, he's a load, and he carried Oren Schmidt for about two more yards of extra offense. The Kermode's going to get the bulk of the carries tonight. Richard Knowles III going to be out this week, hopeful of playing next week. Second out and two, a flip out to the left side goes complete. Then a run down to the sideline, going to be enough for the first down. Krause again on the catch.
Looks like number 10, Peyton Work, on the tackle for Milan. They've got a young defensive backfield here. A lot of guys will be back next year for Milan.
First and 10 now for Triton, into the red zone at the 18-yard line. Trying to build on a four-point lead. Three backs, and the quarterback goes under center. They'll slide the middle back off to the right, run behind, but as soon as Heboff hands off the ball to Kermode, he's hit, lucky to hang on to the football. That's how quick it was, and knocked back for a loss.
Well, that's what we talked in the pregame. 94 tackles for loss this year by Milan, and right there you see why. They got through the line of Triton and really attacked one, two, three, four guys right on top of Kermode to drive him back.
Ends up being just a loss of a couple. Well, make it three, back to the 21-yard line. Second down, 13 from there. Receiver comes here to our near broadcast side, the right of the offense. Another receiver in the slot right. Heboff back, the snap, turns, rolls right, throws on the run, and just missed his target, incomplete.
And Oren Schmidt and Bergen in pursuit that time of Heboff as he rolled to his right.
Third and 13 now for Triton. Tonight's coverage of high school football being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? D&B Cabinets, crafted to last a lifetime. And Cagney's Pizza King, something for everyone. Great prices on the menu and a lot of things to choose from at Cagney's in Shelbyville. 9:24 left, first half. Triton Central a 14-10 lead, and a lot of standing around, and now finally an indication of a timeout taken offensively by Triton Central. We'll take one as well. 9:23 left to go, first half. Tigers 14, Indians 10. You're listening to High School Football on Giant FM Sports.
A good life, a kitchen or entertaining area completely designed around your modern taste. D&B Cabinet Sales lets you make choices that reflect you and your direction in life with Homecrest Cabinet. Whether you're building or redecorating, Homecrest and D&B Cabinet Sales can help with over 300 affordable combinations. With Homecrest Cabinet and D&B Cabinet, you'll find everything you need to transform a house into a home. Visit D&B Cabinet Sales at 660 East Jackson Street in Shelbyville to explore the possibilities.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Football is brought to you in part by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts, and by Christian Electric, big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. 9:23 to go first half. Triton Central 14, Milan 10. Winner plays in a sectional semifinal game next week. Loser, season comes to a close here in Milan tonight. Triton coming out of the timeout. Third down and 13. Three wide receivers to the right. Heave off, starts to run, stays behind the line of scrimmage, and then throws at the last moment. And the receiver didn't have a chance. He dove, but never had a chance to come up with that football. It's incomplete.
And something to watch for, John. Heboff, before the ball is snapped, he's taken a little bit of a step backwards before he gets the ball. An official on top of that could get a false start call. We'll see if that comes into play later.
So fourth and 13, the ball on the 21, and the Tigers offense will stay out there.
Mm. You'd like to see them match Milan's field goal, but they'll go for it here on fourth and long.
Receiver left, three receivers to the right, no backs in the block. Heboff throws over the middle, and nobody there. Incomplete. A couple of the Tigers are asking for a penalty in the secondary. There's no flag, and they'll turn the ball over on downs.
I think the guys upstairs wanted a penalty, too.
You could hear it coming through the floor.
Yeah.
So, Milan football, first and 10 from its own 21-yard line.
I'm not saving you if this roof crashes down. I'm running. I'm taking off as quickly
as I
can.
And this box just opened a few years ago. As a matter of fact, it was the year Triton Central came and won its sectional championship here. They had just completed it, built it during the course of the season. Milan football, first and 10. Carpenter to throw. Pump fake, brings it down over the middle and incomplete. Overthrew his receiver, Stalen, at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, but Stalen kind of stopped running on that. He could have at least dove if he would have been running full speed and had an opportunity.
He actually opened up a seam where, from this angle, it looked like Triton Central might be able to run underneath it. Second and 10.
He may see that on film and get yelled at for not running all the way through that play.
On the field at the same time, both quarterbacks, Parker Lewis, who played, David Carpenter, who's back from injury, Carpenter running the offense. However, Lewis is on the field as well. A snap, and I came out onto the right side of the body of the quarterback, and actually he just basically shoveled it over to Tyler Smith, who's going nowhere on a run up the middle. And this game, by the standards it set in the opening 40 seconds, has slowed to a crawl.
Yeah.
14-10, Triton.
Which I think for Milan is a good thing.
Probably so.
Because they were down 14-7. They've been able to weather the storm, get a field goal, and now they have the ball back. Again, they just need to move the ball, get some first downs.
Third and 8, Stalen backpedaling toward the sideline. The ball gets to him. He makes the catch, but good coverage after that, knocking Stalen out of bounds, and he will not pick up the first down. Milan's going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, Bornstein comes up a little gimpy on that tackle. He'll go back and receive this punt. Good save there. Good stop on third down by Bornstein.
Stalen with the first catch of the night, but not enough for the first. And the punter, back inside his own 20, gets it away. He'll kick it away from the return man. And the ball hugs the sideline down the Milan side of the field, bouncing from near midfield all the way down to the 36-yard line of Triton Central. That's where the Tigers will take over, working off the right hash. High school football tonight is being brought to you in part by Larkey Insurance, proudly representing auto owners insurance. Todd and Craig Larkey, your winning combination with Auto Owners, Safe, Sound, and Secure. 7:47 to go, first half. Triton football leading by four. Kermode, the deep back, setting up behind Heboff in the pistol. Now sets up off his left shoulder. Three receivers left, one to the right, and they'll shovel it over to Kermode. And he's able to jump over one man in the backfield and get a little bit of something out of what seemed to be nothing for a moment, give him a gain of about two.
Bergen over there on the tackle.
Five carries, 10 yards unofficially for Keaton Kermode. Kermode did go out of bounds, so the clock stopped at 7:38 left to go in this first half. Triton to the line of scrimmage, down to seven on the play clock. Receivers go in motion and a handoff behind them, and it's squashed in the middle, and there's a flag thrown on the pile as well. Update on that game from Fortville that is over in the opening 12 minutes. Mount Vernon 42-0 on Shelbyville after just 12 minutes of play.
Well, we were up there 2 weeks ago, and it was a running clock into the second quarter, so I'll probably be running that clock here shortly as Shelbyville going to end this season.
The penalty on the play that didn't gain any yardage, a 10-yard penalty holding against Triton Central. And it will move the Tigers back to the 27-yard line. Second down now and 18 to pick up the first. Receiver here to the near side on the right. Two more go to the left. Two backs in the backfield as well. And a run up the middle that gains back the yardage from that hold. And bringing it out to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Kermode just really accelerated through, hit the hole hard, and found some running room up right up the middle. Nice run by Kermode there, getting that yardage back, bringing up third and nine.
His longest run so far this evening. Triton and Milan used to be conference foes in the mid-Indiana. Tigers finished second in the ICC to Cecina this year, their only loss on the year. Milan, the champions of the Mid-Indiana Football Conference. Heboff, the throw on the roll to the right, complete, and then out of bounds, Kermode, and bumped out at, where are they marking him? They're carrying the football, I think, a little further than they maybe should have, and they do bring it back to the 46-yard line.
46 and a half, which still will be fourth down, but, yeah, maybe about a half a yard or a full yard more than Milan thought they should have been given up there.
So now what do you do if you're Triton Central? You're on your side of the 50, but it's fourth down and very short.
You got to feel with Kermode, the way he's been running at this possession, they're going to give it to him straight up the gut. Pull back in.
Push up the middle, Triton. Tigers think they have it, and now it is official. The referee says move the chains.
Heboff took that right from center and kept it and just followed his line for a first down.
So 6:12 to go, and the Tigers have a little bit of something going where if you can get a score here before halftime and eat up some clock, Milan doesn't even have to touch the football again before halftime. Boy, there's some
Milan fans
anger
not happy with that spot.
The air outside.
Two plays ago.
First and 10, Triton. Heboff a snap, rolls to the left, stops, throws, and a good-looking ball complete, and there's a flag down in the backfield as well. Personal foul against Milan.
That's so bad. Not the NFL.
So the pass complete to the Milan 40, and that will tack on the extra yardage as well via the penalty. Ball being marched off and taken down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. The Tigers have first and 10 with 5.5 left to go in this first half. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and a flag down. They may have caught Eboff this time for moving before the snap.
Him and about three or four other Tigers were off a little bit too quick there.
5-yard penalty against Triton Central. So the penalty will bring it back to the 30. First and 15. Big possession here for Triton Central. Up by four, trying to add to it. Eboff with a jog over to the sideline, gathers in the play, and Tigers break huddle with 10 on the play clock. Run off the left side, breaking through, and the ball pops out. I thought for a moment a knee down, but apparently not the case. The ball is fumbled. Tiger player is down, but Kermode is just frustrated. He's not injured. Milan has recovered a fumble for the second time in this game.
Yeah, big break there. Milan able to pick that up, and I agree with you. I thought Kermode's knee was down, but not called. And looking out here now, the rain has started. We'll see how that plays a factor here. Milan with a big possession with 4:58 to go. Can they get more points on the board? This is a big one.
Their starting point, the 25, first and 10. And the rain is pretty steady right now. The umbrellas are popping out below us. Receiver in motion, high snap for Carpenter. He wants to throw, now pulls it down, decides to run, and not a quick action runner, it doesn't appear, for David Carpenter. He kind of stumbles his way forward and picks up about three.
He was looking for Schmidt down the middle of the field. Good coverage by Triton, forcing Carpenter to pick up three on the run.
So second and seven now for Milan. And the clock, a bit of a factor for them. They do have timeouts to work with as we go under 4.5 minutes. And again, the rain coming down. Running back Smith off of Carpenter's right shoulder. Tigers show blitz. Just missed time. It'd have to slow it up, and now they do have the line stacked up, and Smith is going to have to kind of knife his body forward through a hole to pick up a short gain. Tyler Smith, 1,176 yards on the year, but he's been kept bottled up and in check so far.
Riggins was the Tiger in on that tackle.
Third down and four.
Big third down here for Milan.
Schmidt, the receiver here, our near broadcast side on the left sideline. Four receivers in all in the formation. And again, Tigers show blitz coming off the outside. Flags down.
And I thought they were going to get Triton Central offsides and let the play continue, but false start.
So 5 yards against Milan, turns third and four into third and nine. And a Tiger team that's already bringing pressure on Carpenter.
Yeah.
Clock at 3:36 and running. So for Milan, thinking about scoring right now, attention just to trying to get a first down. Otherwise, the Tigers maybe get an opportunity again before halftime. Carpenter, a snap, rolling to his left, throws on the run, and a pass that was deflected before it could get to Schmidt on the sideline. I'm not sure he catches it anyway,
yep.
But Kermode got a fingertip on it.
Kermode making up for that fumble. Yeah, I don't think Schmidt catches it, but it would have been close, and brings up fourth down here, and look for Triton to try to put some pressure and block this punt.
Quantman to punt. He's been averaging just under 33 per punt this season. Been a rough effort so far with a bobbled snap and getting one block tonight. Calls for the ball. He's standing at his 15, just gets it away in his best effort of the night, but it is returnable from the 35 to the 40. Flag down, and now the Triton return man down in Milan territory at the 48.
Yep.
But again, the flag back at the 40.
Yeah, Borenstein with a good return, but it'll probably come back here on holding. Officials have been quick to call that tonight so far. Nope, face mask.
Second face mask of the game on Milan. The other was of a 5-yard variety. Let's see what they mark off here. So 5 yards moved up in favor of Trident. And the ball at the 42. Tigers first and 10. They have 3 minutes and 2 seconds to work with. Under center, Eboff. Quarterback the snap. The handoff. Kermode shakes free of one tackle in the backfield. Stiff arms another man who is able to go ahead, Stalen, and pull him down to the ground, but after a good gain on first down.
Yeah, Stalen with a nice tackle there. Good run by Kermode.
The 42, they'll give him the 36. It's a gain of 6 for Keaton. And for the first time, back-to-back carries for positive yardage for Keaton Kermode in this game. Second and 4, Triton Central. Kermode will leave the backfield, go out as a receiver. Eboff throws and finds him for a catch. He'll run it for a first down and get out of bounds a couple of steps beyond the sticks.
If you're Milan and you see Kermode go in motion, you've got to send a guy out there. Kermode, 4 or 5 yards free of a Milan defender when he catches that ball. He's going to pick up yardage. He does. First down, Triton.
Ball at the 30. And the clock stopped with 2:21 to go. And the Tigers have used one timeout, if I remember correctly. So
yeah.
Two still to go.
Well, they may not need one here.
Receiver right, another receiver lined up just off the end of the line, and Horning, the tight end, now shifts from right to left. Eboff low to get the snap, rolls to his right, throws and complete at the 30, and a big collision as Hayden Kermode goes tumbled head over heels. Parker Lewis the credit for the tackle, and down at the 22, maybe 23-yard line.
Yeah, nice catch by Kermode, and nice block upfield by David Steele to get Kermode 3 or 4 more yards.
It'll go for 8 yards. It's second down and 8. And Eboff, not big yardage, but he is working on the completion percentage so far. He'll hand it off here, and a jump forward looking for extra yardage for Triton Central along the sideline, and now the Tigers should have a first down. And our first carry on the night,
Caleb
for Butler,
yeah.
Number 36.
Yeah, he did a nice job there of just getting himself in the air to get positive yardage, and a nice run by Butler.
Goes for 4, moves the chains, and Triton with another set of downs with a minute 21 to go. From the 19, Eboff rolling out to his left, looking, and now tucking the ball and getting what he can with it out of bounds. See if he gets any yardage. That marker went flying to the ground as everybody got out of his way, and that's right about the point Eboff went out. Looks like they give him the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10.
Tough as he rolls out to his left to be able to get his shoulders squared up to throw that ball. Nobody open. He could have had he had a few guys, but again, just a tough throw for a sophomore rolling to his weak hand there.
A second and 10. Eboff will get out from under center. He's got two backs with him, 3 receivers, and rolling to his right, looking to throw complete. Another short pass, but a good run after first contact that's going to take this ball down inside the 15-yard line.
And Triton will use a timeout here.
Hayden Kermode, he is tough to bring down, and he just kept surging forward for a little bit more yardage. Timeout comes with 58 seconds left on the first half clock. High school football tonight being brought to you by Color Palette, your trusted home improvement team. Olinger Insurance, auto, home, life, and business, and health insurance. See Keith Limpus with Olinger Insurance and Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and more. Homegrown values, modern style, timeless quality. Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and more since 1936. Triton 14-10 lead, under a minute left here, 58 seconds. And the Tigers have utilized their second timeout as they try to score before the half.
It got hostile there for a second.
It did. I'm a we have a mic outside the press box, and I thought it'd be fairly calm because we have some scouts right underneath us, and they're not yelling at anybody, but it got a little louder than I might have anticipated for that microphone. Triton back on the field, second down and six. Heboff will bring Kermode in motion, but he stays in the backfield. He'll stay in the block. Heboff has some pursuit from behind, throws to the end zone, and it is intercepted. There are flags down downfield and in the backfield.
Trayton Robbins with a great individual effort to intercept it. We'll see if it stands.
Flags in a lot of locations right now.
Ball intended for David Steele, just a little behind Steele, and by the Milan reaction, it looks like a penalty on Triton.
Like but I that said, can't be every flag. There's one thrown right at the line of scrimmage, and then there's a couple downfield.
Regardless, a great individual effort by Robbins to come away with that interception.
We do have a second roughing the passer penalty that goes against Milan. And now they will wave off this play as we have offsetting penalties. So the ball to the 15, and we'll play the down over again. I don't think that's going to placate some of the fans in the stands right now. So again, Triton Central football coming off the two penalties. Heboff out from under center.
I was going to say, the head official still conversing with the Milan coach as play was about to start.
Yeah, the referee's still on the side. You're right, he's on the sideline.
Tough break for Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Triton needs to take advantage of this.
Clock running, 45 seconds. And again, third and six. Heboff the snap, rolls left. Milan wants a hold, no call there. Heboff the run and lunging to the 10, just inside the 10, down to the 9. And we may have a measurement coming off of this. They'll bring the chains out.
Yep.
This game's featured a little bit of everything. And now a key measurement coming up here with 30 seconds.
I think he's got it from our vantage point up here, but
if he does, it'll be first and goal at the 9. Chains are to the middle of the field. And now they get ready to stretch him out, and we'll see if Triton has a first down.
Looks like he does by the nose of the ball. Nope.
Just
by the nose of the ball, he does
short.
Not. Yeah.
Can't remember which NFL official it was that put the index card between the ball and the measuring stick before. So Triton Central with fourth down and less than a yard inside the 10 to get a first. 30 seconds on the clock at the end of this first half.
This could be a big momentum swing either way here with the result of this play.
Kermode the deep back, Heboff from under center. He already has a quarterback sneak for first down, and I'm not sure that he got any forward progress. Heboff was thrown back.
Yeah, it's going to be a key spot here. Wherever this official puts that ball down, they're going to get another measurement, no doubt.
I don't think he had progress. Certainly from this angle, it didn't look like it.
They're going to call out the chains just to make sure.
Milan's emphatic on the field that they have taken this ball over on downs.
Yeah. Good push by the Milan defensive line. And the only way he got it was on second effort and a favorable spot.
This play won't show up in a box score, but it may well be remembered after this game is over. Chains are out. Milan has held. And Milan will take over the football and prevent Triton Central from scoring.
Now Milan just has to keep possession here. Not going to have time to probably get down and score, but you want to handle the ball on the snap and at least get this clock to run out in the first half.
Triton only has one timeout, so can't even get adventurous on the defensive side of the ball looking for stops. You would think maybe you give this ball to Smith. If he breaks it, terrific. If he doesn't, he's tackled, goes down, and the first half comes to a close. And we have officials waiving time taken by Milan with 20 seconds left to go. High school football tonight from Milan, being brought to you by D&B Cabinets, crafted to last a lifetime. Koenig Equipment, solutions for all your ag needs. By McKay Manor, independent living for seniors with the safety and security of assisted services. And Shelby County's Drug-Free Coalition, Red Ribbon Breakfast being hosted by the Coalition next Friday morning.
Sounds good.
A little food, a little not in the office, a little learn more about a problem that's plaguing Shelby and every other county, unfortunately. Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition at their breakfast next Friday.
And it looks like Milan rethought there, and they're just going to snap this and get a knee down. And if I'm Triton, just let this clock run.
The kneel down, and the clock will expire. And we have a close one at halftime. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, Triton Central 14, Milan 10. Coming up, our American Family Insurance agent, John Lytell, halftime on Giant FM Sports.
You know, I like to think of myself as a Mr. Fix-It, but when our furnace goes out in the middle of the night, or the AC starts blowing hotter air than it is outside, I rely on the professionals. That's why I call Christian Electric. It doesn't matter when our heating or AC acts up. Christian Electric is just a phone call away, 24/7. Christian Electric installed our York heating and air system, and now our house is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Christian Electric, locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 398-7203, for service anytime, day or night.
Insurance, a topic that most don't want to talk about, but John Lytell at American Family Insurance does. Let his experience help you make the right decision on the coverages that you need. In two convenient locations, Shelbyville and New Pal, American Family Insurance agent John Lytell is there to help you make the right decisions for your future. American Family Insurance agent John Lytell in Shelbyville and New Pal.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Halftime brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell. Offices in Shelby and Hancock counties. You'll find him in Shelbyville and New Palestine. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, 14-10 Triton Central advantage at the break. This game started out like a ball of fire. Fumble recovery, Milan for touchdown. Kickoff return, Tigers for touchdown. And now we've settled down into kind of an offensive mistake, solid defense type of football game.
Yeah, both defensive units for Milan and Triton have both come up with big plays, turnovers, fourth down stops, third down stops. And once we got through the first two or three minutes of the game, it's been a very good, well-played defensive game.
Starting the game, Triton Central would fumble the opening kickoff. They recovered that, but then they brought the offense out and fumbled the first play from scrimmage. Picked up by Rutherford of Milan, and he rumbled in from 26 yards out. And Milan, just 23 seconds into play, had a 7-0 lead. But on the ensuing kickoff, Bo Bornstein, 90 yards up the left sideline, and just 40 seconds in, we had a 7-all football game. Tigers would take their first lead at the 8:59 mark of the first period on a blocked punt picked up by Phil Williams. He'll take it into the end zone, and the Tigers up 14-7, and they maintain the lead at the half, although it's a bit closer because of Quatman connecting on a field goal from 35 yards out with 3:30 to go. Again, 14-10, and the Tigers have an opportunity to go by the wayside to score late in the first half.
Yeah, they did. Good stand by Milan there late. And you mentioned the two touchdowns Triton has, both special teams touchdowns. The offense has been slow going tonight. Keaton Kermode, two fumbles, has done good things offensively, but his turnovers, the highlight or the low light tonight so far. Hayden Kermode also playing well out of the backfield receiving tonight. Hebov has connected on a few passes, nothing downfield. But right now, Kermode, the Kermode brothers have been the offense for Triton Central.
Some scores from around the area on the other side of the 2A sectional 37 bracket. Cecina ahead, not blowing out Centerville. They do lead 14-0.
Yeah, 14-0 in the second quarter, nearing halftime as the last check we got there.
Surprise, Heritage Christian and Eastern Hancock have played to a scoreless first half tie, a game that wasn't really close regular season.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was, has weather played a factor in that game? We're not sure, but Eastern Hancock obviously doing something better than they did the first time.
Also tonight in sectional 37, they've gone to halftime. Knightstown leads Union County 20-0, so if this score holds and that one holds, Triton would be at home for Knightstown in the semifinal next week.
Well, that'd be two 9-1 teams coming in next week, and anything could happen in the second round of the sectional. That would be a good one.
Another ICC team in play tonight, Monrovia leading Brown County 35-0 at half. Edinburgh holding on to an 8-6 lead over Lincoln. And in the 5A tournament, it's Columbus East on top of New Albany, 17-3. That game is also at halftime. Halftime here in Milan. Triton Central 14, Milan 10 on Giant FM Sports.
Rush Shelby Energy is committed to reliable electricity. That's why Rush Shelby Energy invested more than $4 million in the last 10 years to manage more than 2,000 miles of power lines. Because Rush Shelby Energy member families and businesses depend on reliable power, keeping the lights on is their top priority. Visit Rush Shelby Energy at rse.coop or on Facebook and Twitter for more information. At Rush Shelby Energy, we keep the lights on.
And we shine as one, working together.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Halftime brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell. 14-10, Triton Central the lead. Here in Milan, trying to advance into the sectional semifinal round. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, talk a little college football while we're at halftime. IU tomorrow will welcome in Penn State. That's not a matchup favorable, number one, for the Hoosiers. Number two, I'm not sure who it's favorable for, as winds may gust up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow.
Yeah, wind chills will be in the upper 20s, low 30s when that game starts at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And Indiana has a Penn State team that coming in a little hot after the Spartans knocked them off at home last week, so not a good recipe for Indiana.
Purdue, night game at West Lafayette, and the opponent is Ohio State.
Yeah, I keep hearing all these experts think that Purdue's going to keep that game tight, and I just don't understand that. I know Ohio State's defense is struggling, but I look for Ohio State to put up big numbers tomorrow, and Purdue might score a few, but I don't see that game being close into the second half.
Key game in the Big Ten is at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. Number 6, Michigan. Number 24, Michigan State. And now Michigan State perceived to be more real than they have at any point this year.
Yeah, we just talked about the win at Penn State. They've got Michigan at home tomorrow. And for Michigan, a game they must win if they're going to stay in a national championship hunt. A big game for the Wolverines across the board, not only for Big Ten standings, but their quest to get into that Final Four.
Interesting game, I think, for the playoff race. Those top four spots to be in the national playoff. Number 16, yep. NC State. Number 3, Clemson.
Well, we'll see how good Clemson is. This is one of their first tests of the year. They've got NC State, a team playing better. But that game at Clemson, I think the Tigers will win, but we'll see how good they really are. And another big game in the SEC that might be getting overlooked, Tennessee, probably not going to beat Alabama, but I think we'll see maybe how good Tennessee actually is. They've got Alabama at Neyland Stadium. Number 1 Tide will win.
By 40.
Well, I think Tennessee
keeps it. I
don't
want them to. By 40.
I think Tennessee keeps it close.
Best game in the SEC, number 22, Mississippi State at number 5, LSU.
Say that again.
I didn't get through it very well the first time.
No, LSU wins big.
Let's go to the NFL. All right, you're the Chicago Bears. You score 48 points on Tampa,
yep,
and you look great. You go to Miami and you lose, and you're the Chicago Bears again, and yep, look who's coming to town, New England.
Well, I think it's a good opportunity for Chicago, and I think it's a game they will win. I don't think it'll be – I think it'll be, you know, close, but the Bears probably overlooking the Dolphins a little bit. They had New England in their sights, and
– Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on
a
moment.
The Bears.
You just said
yeah,
strange things about Tennessee, Alabama, yep, like it would be interesting. And now you're telling me
write this
the
stuff
Bears
down
will beat the Patriots.
Katrina, let's write this stuff down, because when this happens tomorrow, I'm going to be texting John.
On to the Colts and Buffalo, where it doesn't matter who wins that game, because
no,
it's not going to result
the,
in anything
the
down the road.
The Colts better win that game, or that place will be empty the rest of the year.
Cincinnati, Kansas City. The Bengals have looked good at times. They still can't beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-mm.
Kansas City coming off a loss to New England.
Yeah, I think Kansas City gets healthy and gets back on the winning track Sunday night at home. Cincinnati all started out hot. I think they're going to come back to earth a little bit.
Cowboys, Washington, Sunday. Big game in the mediocre NFC East.
Washington, big. Big. Huge.
You have a vivid imagination. Let's go to the NBA real quick while we run out the final moments of the first half warm-ups here. What do you think about your Pacers so far? One game in. They've got Milwaukee tonight. And opening up the new stadium in Milwaukee as well. Brand new facility.
Well, I don't care about that, but I do care about Tyreke Evans. And I think if the Pacers had Evans last year, they beat Cleveland in the first round. I think Evans is going to make that big of a difference off the bench this year for the Pacers. I liked what I saw. Not that they may not win tonight, but I think long term, this is going to be a team nobody is going to want to play come playoff time.
My news and information for the people is not there for you to determine whether or not you care about it or not. That's really not relevant.
Milwaukee's new arena doesn't concern me. The Pacers
at
winning.
At what point did I ask if it concerned you?
Well,
side note to the whole thing for you.
It was a bad one, though.
I'm glad the teams are ready to take the field as we get the third period underway from Milan. Triton Central, a 14-10 lead.
We're going to be keeping close tabs on that Tennessee-Alabama game tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure we won't have to for very long. Do you feel like, and I know this is a little bit cliche, but the team that plays better in the mistake zone is going to win this football game? It's not been a very pretty football game so far.
Well, I think Triton's going to have to get something going offensively because Milan, they're going to get the ball to start here. This is a big possession for Milan. If they can pick up some first downs, get down here, put 7 on the board, Triton's going to be playing from behind, which they haven't done a lot this year. This first possession, I think, will tell us a lot about where the second half's going to go.
Kleeman with a Shelby Materials kickoff, and he lines it down to the 10-yard line. Smith runs it into the middle of the field and runs right into the waiting arms of Luke Horning, who just gathers him in and lays him down on the ground. Here comes Milan.
It's hard to get out and around of Horning. And that was proven right there.
He just ran right into his chest. First and 10, Milan from the 28-yard line. 49-0 update for you. Halftime, Mount Vernon on top of Shelbyville. Marauders are going to play Greenwood or Newcastle next week. And after both teams on the line, finally whistled to play, and here we go, first and 10. Run up the middle, and Smith is into the secondary, into the second level, and into Triton territory before he's tripped up and dives headfirst across the 45 to the 44-yard line. The biggest run of the night for Tyler Smith.
Yeah, good start for Milan off the left side there. Good blocking upfield by the receivers. And a big pickup for Smith.
Milan with Norman as a wide receiver here on our near broadcast side. Another receiver split to the left. And the running back off the left shoulder of the quarterback, Carpenter. A high snap again, hops up, makes a catch, and Smith
squirts through there.
How'd he get through? It looked like he was lost in from sight there for a moment at the line of scrimmage, and then there he is running downfield and down to the 34-yard line.
We'll remind our listeners, 5'5", 155 is Smith. Little guy.
First and 10. And Milan in no huddle but no hurry, looking to the sideline for a play call. Now getting it, and everybody coming set as the play clock goes under 10. Receivers, two of them come to the right side of the offense. Running back, who is Smith, is off to a good start. They'll show him the ball. Carpenter will keep it. Flag down behind the run. And Carpenter is down inside the 30-yard line. And holding the call against Milan. Flag was dropped at the 32, so that's actually a couple of yards itself beyond the end of the play, or behind the end of the play. So it will be marked back to the 42, 10 yards from that point.
Big one there.
Really acts as a 12-yard penalty in all from the end of the play. First down and 20 for Milan, and yet again another high snap. Carpenter two-hand catch. Brings it down, shovels it ahead to Smith, and he'll carry below the 40 to the 38. Gain of 4, second down and 16. And the Tiger defense has been a little bit porous in the run game to open the third period.
Carpenter had early success finding Schmidt. We'll see if he can get back to that here. Schmidt lined up on the left side at the tight end spot.
Two receivers split to either end of the line. And the one on the left side steps in motion. Carpenter rolling to his right, throws on the run. Nice catch above the helmet by Stalen. Shakes free of a tackle, beats another tackler, and carries it down to the 21-yard line. And Trent Walters gets up in disgust after missing a tackle.
Great individual effort there by Stalen. Bornstein coming in to make the tackle, but a first down pickup for Milan. Big one.
Carson Alfrey had a shot. Missed out on a tackle as well, and Milan's got a little something going to open up the second half. New set of downs operating from the Triton 21-yard line. Receiver wide left, another receiver here to the right, short side of the field. Snap for Carpenter, hands it forward to his running back, Tyler Smith, and Horning caught him and pulled him down from behind. He will get a yard. They'll put the ball at the 20.
And the snaps, not only are they high, but they're slow. So that's really affecting the timing of these plays.
The handoffs often are forward. Right. Smith is beyond his quarterback.
Pushing the ball into the running back's hands, yeah.
Second and 9. Fullback Stalen just off the right end of the line, a step back, two receivers. Stalen will slide in motion to the left. Hand off Smith. He'll follow the fullback and find some room to run down inside the 16 to the 15.
Yeah, he was running to the left, and really it was the cut back to his right that found yardage. And he had about 4 or 5 yards there, setting up third and 4.
Milan's had the ball since the kickoff here of the half. A drive that's taken us down, pushing the 8-minute mark. Big play here on third and 4.
Milan.
You're Milan, you at least want most of this to set up a fourth and short if necessary.
You don't want to lose yardage here.
Hand off Smith. Stalen blocking for him. Smith cuts it back up and in behind the guard, down near the goal line, inside the 5, and he's nearly got his jersey ripped off as he tries to tear free. First and goal, Milan coming up.
Yeah, just really good individual running here by Smith to start the second half. That's a senior who doesn't want tonight to be his last game. He's running with a purpose.
It's really been his first season as the feature back. He had to bide his time behind the seniors ahead of him, and he's made the most of it with a terrific year. First and goal inside the 5. High snap for Carpenter. He's going to run to the left side, lower the shoulder, and be short by probably a little better than a yard of the goal line. Second and goal coming up for this Milan offense.
And Milan's done a good job of running the using the clock here. We're down to about the 7 minute mark, so a good first possession, keeping that Triton offense on the sideline, and Milan looking to punch this in and take the lead.
Smith out there at tailback, off the right shoulder of Carpenter, the quarterback, who waits for the snap in shotgun. Couple receivers to the left end of the line. Snap for Carpenter, shovels it forward to Smith, and he will not get there. It's going to bring up third and goal from back near the two, maybe just outside the two-yard line.
I'd try to use Smith's speed to the outside here, run to the right side.
Milan, everybody checking their wrist for the play call. Now setting up in the formation with 20 seconds on the play clock. Third down and goal to go from near the two. Smith steps, looks to go left, gets the snap, tries to get outside. He was wrestled by the shoulders, broke free of that, but then tackled underneath and still does not get to the goal line.
Yeah, these high snaps are really costing Milan here. Just a split second of timing, and they're going to go for it here. Looks like on fourth and one.
Fourth down and goal to go for Milan, trailing by four. Their field goal kicker, Quatman's already connected from 35, but they're going to keep the offense on the field. And a snap that goes over Carpenter's head. It's rolling back to the 20. He'll slide on it and kill the football, but also kill the drive and give Triton Central working field position offensively.
The snaps kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then right there, the worst one at the worst possible time. Fourth and one, a chance to put your team on top, and they can't even run a play because the snap goes over Carpenter's head, and Triton now with a break that they've got to take advantage of and make Milan pay.
And those snaps earlier forced Milan into a punt and then forced a bad punt that was blocked and led to a Tiger score. It's been that way for a good part of the evening. First and 10, Triton Central looking to go to the running game on first and 10, and Milan is up to the task. Getting thrown
Riggins.
Back is
not Riggins, excuse
Butler.
Me. Yeah, Butler, and
thrown for a loss of, you know, it'll be about a yard after they give him the progress forward.
Dakota Sams on the tackle there for Milan.
Dakota Sams, a name I remember calling a year ago defensively. A sack, an interception, a couple of fumble recoveries, a fumble cause this year, 64 tackles for Dakota Sams. Second out and 11, Triton Central. And the Tigers again trying to push it forward in the run game, but Milan's been a little bit more physical than Triton Central on the first couple of plays, and Keaton Kermode goes down after a gain of a little better than a yard and a half. This is one thing that Tim Abels talked about. Now, he talked about it with Cecina, so it's a little higher class of opponent, but he says, in talking about Cecina, we know we're not faster than them, so we need to be more physical. And in the game before, we weren't. Milan's being more physical now, winning the line of scrimmage. Krause in motion, wide receiver. Heave off the throw on third and long and lofts it over the middle and had a receiver in Horning who broke free, but it was after that ball had already started to sail over his head. It's incomplete.
Good stand by Milan after a disappointing turnover, really a turnover on downs. They were able to keep possession, but a good defensive stand by Milan forcing a Triton Central punt here.
Queeman will punt, and he's standing at his 10 to await the snap. 14-10, Triton Central, 4:41 left in the third period. Clean snap. No pressure, and Kleeman gets it underway. A punt that will bounce at the 50, and Milan not able to get in front of it. There are Tigers in the neighborhood, and that ball will take a decided Triton roll down to the 31.
Yeah, Bornstein there to down it for Triton. If you're Milan, you'd like to get in the middle of that and pick that ball up, catch it before it takes that 15-yard bounce.
High school football tonight being brought to you by Larkey Insurance, proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance. Todd and Craig Larkey, your winning combination in Shelby County. 14-10, it remains. Triton Central by four, and the Tiger defense on the field. First and 10 as the handoff goes to Smith, and he is wrapped up a step after getting the football.
Yeah, Keaton Kermode all over that one. Another high snap, John.
Yes, it was.
And that really, like I said, throws off the timing, allows Kermode to get that extra step through the line, and he was right on top of that one.
You wonder, what is the consistent problem that is leading to that? Because it's virtually every snap. When Carpenter is back, waiting on it, that it ends up at least at head level.
And, I mean, we're not talking about a difficult play here, a snap to a shotgun quarterback.
Zach Hauser, the 5'7", 215-pound junior, the starting center. Second and 12, Carpenter to throw, looks right, pulls the football down, now in trouble and will be sacked. And
Horning.
The Triton defense with Horning getting in on the play. So Milan going to be pushed back inside its 30, now to the 28. The first down marker is beyond the 40 at about the 43. Third down, and the rain is, looks like a mist in the lights, a little bit heavier than that. Ready to go, Carpenter. He'll give to Smith, looking for room outside. There's nothing there. And when he cut it back in, got crunched between two Tigers.
23, Hayden Kermode there.
Boy, he delivered the shot.
Yeah. Smith thought he might have room to cut back to his left, and right when he thought that, Kermode was right on top of it to bring him down.
Well, it's not a miss now. It's a decided shower as the umbrellas pop out again. Fourth down and very long, and Milan will punt it away. Triton return man at his own 37, and this may be returnable. Comes up, makes the catch to the 38, gets to the 45, the 50, and out of bounds in Milan territory. And that play by Bo Borenstein deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Now, he was not surrounded by Milan players, but the rain and everything, you can want to step away from that ball. He didn't.
Clean catch, got positive yardage. It really could be a 30 or 40 yard difference. If he lets that ball bounce, it could take a mile and bounce and put them back inside the 30. Instead, with a good return by Borenstein, Triton into mile and territory to start this possession.
Except for the strange and unusual, which is how this football game opened, you feel if Triton could get up two scores at this point, really in the driver's seat. Heave off to throw on first and 10, and a ball to Horning that ended up about 4 yards short.
Well, from the left hash almost, a long throw across the field with this rain. That's not going to be one that Heave off completes at a high percentage.
That's one that if somebody reads it coming off that linebacker spot, he's picking it off, and it's an open field to run.
Yeah, if I'm Triton here, I set up and get Keaton Kermode a lot of touches here and see if he can't carry you down, like you said, to a two-score lead. He'll be lined up in the backfield on this one.
Second down and 10, Triton Central. Heboff from under center gives to Kermode, and he'll be caught early and thrown back. Number 56.
Both defenses are playing really well.
They are. We'll go under the two-minute mark of the third period right now, and Triton has a third down and 11. Heave off the jog over to the sideline for the play call, now delivers it in the huddle. And the Tigers at the line with plenty of time to work with on the play clock. Triton with four wide receivers. They'll run Kermode deep into the backfield and pitch it to him. He tries to get to the outside and no chance. And a flag down on the tackle. Or behind the tackle.
Oren Schmidt with a great pursuit and tackle. Did he get a face mask? I don't know what the call is going to be here, but I don't think Milan was excited as they got up.
Come on, at the 49-yard line. And the flag goes as another 5-yard face mask.
So not a
first
personal
down.
Foul face mask,
no.
Just a grab and release type of a penalty. If it's the
5-yard so the
not
ball
a backbreaker.
Will, no, just simply moves it up 5 yards. Triton still with a third down and about 8 for the first. Receiver far to the right side. Receiver back towards the backfield, and now Kraus goes in motion, rolls to the right. Triton's going to keep it on the ground with Hayden Kermode, and he's going to get stacked up and then shoved backwards about another 5 yards. And the question now comes, does Triton run that play because they know they're going for it on fourth down? You wouldn't think near midfield with a 4-point lead.
Well, they haven't moved the ball at all in this possession, so I don't know why they would think they could do it on fourth down, and the punt team does come out onto the field. We'll see if they can get another clean one off here.
Kleeman awaits the snap at his own 41. Final 30 seconds of this third period. Kleeman the snap, no pressure, gets the ball underway, and a fair catch is called for. It will not be caught, but it takes a short bound before the Tigers down it. And Milan football deep in their own territory with 13 seconds left of the period.
Yeah, good job by the Tiger punt team there, trying to get a number on that Triton Central player that was down there quick to get that ball down. Couldn't see the number there cleanly.
Kind of hard to believe the fireworks we had to open this game and how it's calmed itself down in a big way to a defensive struggle.
Yeah.
First and 10, Milan, and maybe final play of the third period. Carpenter in shotgun. High snap. He knocks it with one hand and makes a clean catch, and then the pass goes incomplete, intended for Schmidt.
Probably a good thing that Schmidt didn't catch that, or he would have been driven back and probably lost a yard or two.
6 seconds on the clock. One
and
more
if you
play.
Can, I know it's hard to correct things in the middle of a game, but somebody's got to pull the center over here and correct that snap because that is a killer right now for Milan.
He gets one over Carpenter's head now. It's going to be in the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be better.
Carpenter again in shotgun. Smith with him in the backfield. Stalen, the fullback, sliding right to left. They'll give it to Smith. Makes one man miss, but no more than that. And he'll run out the clock on a short gain. They'll switch ends of the field as we go to the fourth period. First Bank, Shelbyville scoreboard. 12 minutes on the clock to find out who advances. Triton Central 14, Milan 10 on Giant FM Sports.
Your number one Golden Bear fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Olinger Insurance is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Olinger Insurance in Shelbyville today at 707 East State Road 44 or call Keith Limpus at 317-398-8936.